Title of my message today is, which world are you a citizen of? Which world are you a citizen of? We got a planet that we live on and we call it what? You sure? Another name for it is Tierra. Planet. Two worlds. And it put us in a dilemma. And I read a scripture to you earlier, Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I set before you life and blessing and choose that you and your may live. That's critical, wouldn't you say? Okay, watch this. Stay with me. Word world means cosmos, K-O-S-M-O-S. K-O-S-M-O-S. The Greek word means governing influence. Governing influence. It's a system. And that thing will jack you up. And you try to go somewhere and your tires is off the ground, you can't move. And it's impacting the earth in a big way. Do y'all see that? That's called a world. The Bible calls the influence of Satan the world of darkness. Say darkness. He has an influence. And you know he do his dirty work in the dark. He try to get you isolated, try to get you to stay at home, don't want you to be around the saints. So, Earth, Tierra, world of darkness, Satan has the influence there. He's the governing authority in the darkness. Bear with me, I'm trying to do without glasses today because they irritate me sometimes. Take them off, put them on, take them off, put them on. The Lord is good, his mercy endure forever. I said, the Lord is good, and his mercy endure forever. Light it up so I can see it, Lord. You ever read your Bible and you hear terms like this? Be in the world, but not of the world. Be in the world, but not of the world. You know who said that? Jesus. And then Paul said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye by the of your. Be ye transformed. So do not follow the ways of the. But you know, you find yourself doing that. And the world have more of an influence on you than you do on them. And then you find yourself hooking up with them. Listen, if people I hang with are going to have more of an influence on me than them, I'm gonna separate for a while. I've seen people, they go to the club talking about they're going to minister to them. And they end up drinking more than the folks they won't minister to. What's wrong with you?
Marijuana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The ways of the world, it reflects or refers to the governing influence of the authority. Two worlds, kingdom of darkness and kingdom of light. Satan is called the prince of darkness. What the prince mean? Ruler. He's the ruler of darkness. Jesus is called the light of the world. Light. So we're looking at darkness and we're looking at, it ain't about a light bulb on or off. You can light a room up with a light bulb and still be in darkness. Yeah. What does darkness mean in Hebrew? Ignorance. What does light mean in Hebrew? Knowledge. So you got a lot of folks walking around in ignorance, and they're showing it. Just talk to them. They'll tell you what's in the heart, because the Bible says out of abundance of the heart, the mouth. They'll tell you what's in there. That's why profanity come out. Blank the police. Y'all have heard it? Mm-hmm. Then when you need the popo, mm-hmm. So Satan is the prince of darkness. He rules there. And where one is ignorant is where he shines the most. He rules in darkness. That's why you need to stay out of darkness and get into the light. Get Jesus in your life. Amen. So your greatest problem is not Satan, and it's not sin. Sin is not your greatest problem. Satan is not your greatest problem. Then what is then? Ignorance. Say that with me. Ignorance is my greatest enemy. Because Satan's been defeated. Satan's been defeated. So that can't be your greatest enemy. All you got to do is read your Bible. Hosea 4 and 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you. You. I am. In other words, ignorance is your greatest enemy. So sometimes you need to turn the TV off and open up your Bible. Or we're going to get into that. I'm going to move on. So the question is, who controls you? Who rules you? The original plan of God was for man to have rulership through relationship with God. Rulership. Genesis 1:26. Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have, say that again, dominion over the fish of the sea, in other words, over the earth and everything in it, right? The fall of man was a fall from rulership. Man didn't fall from heaven. Man didn't fall from heaven. Man did not fall from heaven, so going to heaven is not going to restore you. Somebody better get that. You cannot be restored to something you have never lost. So man needed to be restored to what he lost, which was dominion or control over the earth. God sent Jesus to restore heaven's government rulership on earth through man. Through man. Say through man. Adam lost what God gave him as an assignment. Listen, have you lost your assignment? Adam lost his assignment. It was dominion. And look what happened as a result of it. It's chaos. Parents, have you lost dominion in your house and the kids done took over? Ooh. Well, John and them do it at their house. Well, go live with John and them. So what does dominion mean? It means to govern, rule, to control, to manage, to lead. Husbands, are you the fathers? Are you the leader in your house? Are you the priest of your house? To lead. To have authority over. When Adam was put into the garden, He was in charge of the world of God. He was put in charge. The governing influence to bring God's government on earth. That was his job, his responsibility. And that's your responsibility as well. Did you not know that? You have an assignment. That's your responsibility. Are you getting this? Okay. When Adam lost, he lost king's dominion. Kingdom, king's dominion. And when you lose authority and lose dominion, it's a mess over the earth. Isaiah 9:6, by the way. Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And what's that word?
Government.
You need to underline that in your Bible. The government will be upon his shoulders. I got to looking at that thing and studying. I found out some things. And we're going to venture into that in just a minute. Matthew 4:17. This was Jesus' ultimate mission. This verse right here. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, what did he say? Repent. Change the way you think. For the kingdom of heaven is at. In other words, it has arrived. Because, see, that was his assignment. It has arrived. It's here. It's here for those folks he was around talking to. It's here. The kingdom of heaven has arrived. It's at hand. This was his first public statement. He's declaring his mission statement. Every great leader gives a mission statement. The rulership of heaven was restored to earth when Jesus came back on the scene. Now, what are we supposed to be? We're supposed to be ambassadors. Ambassadors are considered to be representatives. That's a good place to say amen. Say that with me. Representatives. Can't be if you lose control or contact with the government. You can't be an ambassador. You lose contact. Or you can't represent somebody you don't know. You know, Jesus told those folks, get away from me. I never knew you. You workers of iniquity. I don't know you. Didn't we cast demons out of your name? And I never knew you. You workers of iniquity. Watch it now. Darkness represent what? Ignorance. So the purpose of the ambassador is to bring his government's interest into a foreign territory. Y'all getting this? You getting your job, what your assignment is? You're his representatives. We're his representatives. So being religious is not good enough. You need relationship. He wants you to rule through relationship, not out there on your own. I see people go try to start churches and all this, and they're not under anybody's authority. And you finna be a hot mess. And the folks with you too. There are people who go to church every Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday, and don't know God. They don't know him. I'm just going to tell the truth. They take communion. It's a habit they go through. It's just what you do on a worship day. go through the rituals, but have no true meaning to them. So they're really not representatives then. Amen, somebody. They're really not representatives. Did I just step on somebody's toes? No, I want to step on your toes to get your eyes open so you know what you need to do. I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you. I set before you death and life, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your seed may live. I'm on assignment. This is going to blow your mind right here. The ultimate passion of Jesus was really not the cross or Calvary. It wasn't. Everybody looking at me now. He went to the cross. Amen. He went to hell. He rose again. And he walked the earth. And then 3 days later, he walked into his, walked with his disciples. That's in the reference to John 20, 22. John 20, 22. Put it up there so they can see it. 3 days later, he walked with his disciples. He didn't tell them, man, I went to hell. It was rough. Y'all got saved, but man, he didn't talk to them about Calvary or the cross. He didn't. That's what he did right there. And when he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. That's what he did. Where you going at, Pastor? And he said, receive the Holy Ghost. Re is a prefix. Receive is a word. Receive means to have. The most important thing man lost in the fall was the key to dominion. And that was the Holy Ghost. Re means to go back to the original. So let's go back to the original. Everybody on earth is looking for it. Some are drinking, drugging, clubbing. Can't find it. Everybody looking for it. And nothing seemed to be satisfying. You know, there's a hole in your heart, and the only one can fill it. I know what I'm talking about. Because I was there. Been there. Nothing could fulfill it. I done did all that stuff. I'm like Solomon. Vanity. I was like Solomon, not now. If any man be in Christ, he's a old things are. Behold, all things are becoming. That's me. Is that you? So let me get the word rattled straight. Right. Don't mess with me this morning. So the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost is your only reconnect. Man lost that when he fell. Adam fell. The first Adam jacked it up. The second Adam brought it back. Who is the second Adam? Jesus. Reconnect. That's why in a lot of circuits you see reset. We're passionate. Passionate. I love you, man. I don't care where I'm at. He's been running to me, and I've been looking like a junkyard dog with dirt all over me and all. Pastor Joe, you needed a help? Oh, I'm good. He see me out in the yard working. But yesterday, was it yesterday? Friday. Down the road from the gas, I rode my lawnmower down there to put gas in it. I wasn't finna go in there and take a bath to go to the gas station and put gas in my lawnmower. So Pastor Nate pulls up, he see me, I said, uh-oh. And before he pulled up, I had to push my lawnmower away from the gas pump because my lawnmower was smoking. Sure did. And folks, well, they wouldn't even finish pumping the gas. They got in it and broke camp, baby, because this finna be the 4th of July. I thought about leaving that baby, but I thought they had cameras looking at me, so I better take care of this matter. And so what happened was my wire on my starter had melted. It shorted. And I went to the parts place and got another one. And guess what I did? Reconnect. Wasn't no more smoke. My brother came. I called Charlotte. Told my brother, come help me. And we got that baby going. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we need to be reconnect. Watch this. Connect back to God so that we can officially represent. I said, so we can officially represent. Well, I'm finna step on some toes in just a minute. And when I do that, it's not to hurt you, it's to open your eyes. Understand my heart. Now, I had to change countries. I had to get to a point in my life where I had to change countries. I'm a member of kingdom country. What about you? Anybody else with kingdom country? Don't tell the tale now in here. Kingdom country. The other country isn't working out so good right now. They can't keep the terrorists off of me. They can't secure my job. There's no time to make ends meet. He said, I am the beginning and the end. I am the Alpha and Omega. That's what I need. What about you? We have spending all this time trying to make ends meet. Really? You know, Christ never had a crisis. Christ never had a crisis. Why? Because he was in the kingdom. It's better. He was in the kingdom of God. Old Testament. Now let's watch this. Let me run through this right quick. Abraham. Everybody familiar with the name Abraham? Abram. Changed later to Abraham. He was from Ur, where the Chaldeans were. And there was a lot of idol worship going on there. And the main one was the moon. And there was a lot of paganism. And he said, Abraham, I want you to leave your country. I left mine. Are you still in your country or have you left? But I want you to leave your country and go to a land that I will show you. So it took what for him to do that? Come on now, somebody say that again. It took faith for him to leave his area of familiarity to go to a place where he was going to show him. Now, he promised him a land, but he also must have talked to him about a country. Okay? So he told his son, I'm going to a country I know not of. So God must have told him something about a country. He never saw it. But God brought it through Jesus. Oh, boy. That's some good stuff right there. So the kingdom of God is not a religion, but it's a government. It's a government. Say, it's a government. Don't you ever forget Isaiah 9:6. The government was placed on his. With authority. Say authority. Structure. It's a government with authority, structure, a country. It's called heaven. Say heaven. It's a whole, it's a realm, a whole realm. You know who toured it? John. Met angels. soft stuff. And I think we got a misunderstanding of what heaven is all about. You need to read your Bible. And quit having folks tell you what they think and go with the truth. There's some things in there they say it's in heaven. It ain't in the book. Talking about three-story houses and all this kind of stuff. I ain't read that. Where y'all get that from? It's just my imagination. You're in the wrong imagination. But the kingdom operates on governing laws and principles, just like any other country. Amen? Try to wrap this up. Citizenship is necessary for entry or entrance into a country. Can you say amen? Amen. Say citizenship. Citizens must learn the constitution and the laws of their new country in order to live in it. Now, how many of y'all know the Constitution of the United States? Uh-oh. How many of y'all ever heard of it? Do you know about the amendments? God forbid, but if you get arrested, they're going to read you your Amanda rights. You know what they're going to say? You have a right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have a right to have an attorney present when being questioned. Do you understand your rights? Now, you go to the Social Security office, you go down there and expect them to tell you your rights and all this, they ain't going to tell you nothing. They'll answer your questions, but they're not going to voluntarily tell you anything. You better get on your study horse. I'm telling you what I know. Y'all still love me? I'm going to tell the truth anyway. Praise the Lord. But you need to know those laws and to live in it. The laws are called the keys of the kingdom. Woo. The less you know, the more you can be taken advantage of. The government will take advantage of your ignorance. Say ignorance. Not only the government, other folk will too. Just let them know that you don't know. They'll rob you blind. If the guy came by the house yesterday, now he saw my yard manicured. I did it myself. I went to the door. I wasn't ugly. Praise the Lord, because the Bible said, let your light so shine. And he pulled up with a whole lot of bales of straw and all this stuff. Now, Joker, don't you see my yard? I just finished it. We got a special today. And with the labor is free. I just looked at him. He said, I'm sorry to bother you, sir. Have a good day. Pew, took off. Now, he was going to clip me. He was going to try to clip me. What if it was an older person? You see what I mean? But he knew just the way I looked at him. That joker got to that truck, was gone. Broke camp. I wasn't ugly to him, anyway. But listen, in order to, the key to being an effective citizen is to commit yourself to learning the laws and principles of the Constitution of your country. How many, y'all got Bibles on your lap? I was looking at one of my Bibles this morning, and I had to hold it with both hands. You know why? It was falling apart. Usually a person's Bible that's falling apart, their life isn't. That book in your lap is from the Constitution of God. That's why the Bible says to study the word, know the word, Meditate on the word day and night and observe to do according to all that is written therein. And then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Meditate on the word. Memorize the word. Understand the word. Speak the word. Why? Because the word is your life. And a lot of people don't take that seriously. And that's why they're not going from glory to glory. They're going from mess to mess. So the enemy strives on ignorance. That's why ignorance is your greatest enemy. Satan strives on ignorance to control you, to mesmerize you, and to abuse you. And while he's doing that, he'll tell you it's the will of God. You know, one time they were teaching people it was piety to be poor. What about 3 John 2? I pray above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. Huh? Constitution. Say the Constitution. Proverbs section 10, subsection 22. The blessing of the Lord make it rich and addeth no sorrow with it. What about that part of the Constitution? Deuteronomy section 28. Subsection 1 through 14. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Blessed going in, blessed going out. I'm the head and not the tail. What about that? Constitutional stuff. You need to have knowledge of your citizenship. Let's go back to Isaiah 9, verse 6, and let's wrap this up. For unto us a child is what? Unto us a is child is born, but a son is given. And the government will be upon his. Christ was bringing a government. Can you see that? He was bringing a government, not religion. Not religion. Verse 7. Of the increase of his government, of the increase of his what? And of our, and over his what? Kingdom. Increase. Government. Peace. The purpose of Christ was to bring a government. There are two worlds, two countries. I hate to break this news to you, but right now in this church, it's some illegal immigrants in here. They carry the Bibles, they dress nice, but they're not born again. I studied this out, and I want to share it with you. The biggest illegal immigrant Jesus ever met was Nicodemus. Watch this. He was walking in the temple. He had his robe on. He was in charge of the temple. He was organizing the services. All those candles needed to be lit. He did all that. And when he met Jesus, his question was, how do I enter into your country? How do I enter into your country? Because Jesus said, you illegal. No relationship. You do all these rituals. You do all this stuff. You pay your tithes. You the first one at the church and last to leave. But you don't have no relationship. You have a position, but you don't have a relationship. That's religion. You put your dues in, you give to the Red Cross. You know what those kind of folks, they're going to hell. If they don't get the good news. and make a decision. You must be, he told him. He told Nicodemus, you must be. You must be born again. Not religion. Not doing all this stuff. You must be born again. And then this man, how up? You mean I got to go back in my mother's womb? He didn't even know. Say darkness. Say ignorance. My God. Religion is dangerous. Do you believe that? Because it'll make you believe that you are an immigrant when you actually are an illegal immigrant. Rosie O'Donnell went to another country, Ireland, but she got it wrong. She need to be in God's country. Amen, somebody. You can go to Ireland, Japan, that ain't gonna get it. There's a difference between immigration and migration. A lot of you are immigrants and you're born again, but you hadn't yet migrated. You're still going by the old system. Need to be migrated. You're not thinking in terms of your new country. This new country, you need to submit yourself to the government of God. All of us. All of us. This new country, this new government, it will let the other government put you in the lion's den and then make the lion go to sleep. I'm talking about this new government. With this new government, this new country, they'll throw you in the fire, but this new government will get in the fire with you. And you won't even have a smell of smoke on you. I like this one better. That's enough, isn't it? I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you. I sit before you, death and life, blessing and curse. Choose life that you and your seed may live. Listen, there's one earth and two worlds. The world of darkness, where there's ignorance, and there's the world of light, where Jesus is the light of the world, and that's knowledge. But I told you earlier, it says in Hosea 4:6, my people perish for lack of, or they reject knowledge. Because you reject knowledge, I reject you. It's a choice. You're dead, Bishop, every book. Choose life. You got a choice. Every day you get up, you get to make a choice. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And if you're going to stay in my house, you are too. Listen, you lost your rights when you come under my roof. There ain't no compromise. Y'all, somebody better hear that. If you allow compromise to go in your house and you're the head of the house, you're going to have to answer to God for that. Well, they grown. Well, they need to get their own place then. That ain't going on in my house. I'm not going to answer to God for that. Amen, somebody. Let me calm down. Did that help anybody? Will you stand to your feet? I would love the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. And I will love my neighbor as myself. John 13:34-35. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another even as I have loved you. And by this will they know that you are my disciple. What indications are we giving people that we are his disciple? Do we love him enough to tell him the truth? I love you so much, I just told you the truth. Which world are you a citizen of? You can always come to kingdom country. But you better come while it's day. Because the Bible said today is the day of salvation. Don't wait another day. Listen, I'm seeing more folks die just leaving this earth. Just in droves. How you know you got another day? Some of you never would go and gamble in Vegas, but you gamble with your life every day. Oh, I come when I get right. If you could fix it, you'd have been fixed it. Let him do it. He's well able. I'm so glad I gave my life to Christ. Now, when I was having a good time out there, was I really having a good time? Yeah. Pleasure is short-lived. But I realized one day I got to stand before God and ain't nobody going to be there with me. And you got to give an account of everything you did on this earth. Everything that came out of your mouth. I quit gambling. He gave me life, so why should I gamble with it? Remember what I told you? They reconnect with the Holy Ghost. He breathed on them to reconnect so they can properly represent him. Are you properly representing Jesus as an ambassador? If you don't, I invite you to come down here and let's get it straight today. Come on. No, I ain't going to ask nobody to close their eyes. No, he wasn't ashamed to die before you. We shouldn't be ashamed to come to here. Come on. Come on. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you. You know what? I was at home all day by myself yesterday. Let my wife go off. Her birthday is Wednesday. She's so beautiful. To me, she is. I don't care if she's not to you, but she's beautiful to me. Thank you, sis, for taking care of my, all of you, Tasha, all y'all take care of her. Y'all love on her. But listen, she let me have the house to myself, and I know I had to bring the word today. I didn't start yesterday. Don't mistake me now. But I listened, the Lord was talking to me, showing me some stuff. He said, call upon me and I'll show you great and mighty things. And man, I got to looking at that thing and where I used to be and how detrimental it could have been if I didn't choose. The danger is walking out of these doors and think life's going to be the same. And I get it right next Sunday. You're not promised next Sunday. I had to study the scripture and found out people who go to hell, they burn forever. And I had to think about things. If I just burn myself on the stove, it burns for a little and get a blister. You talking about your end getting blistered? But you by yourself. It's in darkness, y'all. It's in darkness. Nobody with you. That's torment within itself. Oh. Can I use one word? It's urgent. It's urgent that you do it now. Will you come to Jesus? Not to join the church. But to establish a relationship with the one who paid the penalty for your sins. He said he'll put your sins as far as the east from the west, never to bring them up again. All right. Next. I mentioned earlier, I said a lot of folks in here are born again. You're immigrants. But you hadn't migrated. You're still living an old life. You're trying to have one foot in the club and one foot in the church. You still got a girlfriend on the side or a boyfriend on the side. And you think God don't see it, but he sees everything. The Bible says everything is open before his eyes. Everything is open. Nothing is hidden from him. He sees everything. And you think you're getting away. So Satan been lying to somebody. So who are you under control of? The kingdom of darkness or the kingdom of light? Be careful who you yield your members to. I'm giving you word now. In Luke chapter 16, that man was being so tormented in hell. He said, can you just bring a little touch of water to cool my tongue? Mm-mm. It was a place called separation. There was no way for him to get back over there to him. I pray. So often, people I know, my family, and some of my family is living just as crazy, but I keep speaking a word over them. Because you don't go by what you see. You go by what the word say. And I call those things that be not as though they were. So if you got a loved one or loved ones that are lost, keep saying the word over them. In Acts chapter 16, I believe it is, he said, you and your household shall be saved. So I pray that perfect laborers come across their pathway, because they're listening to somebody else before they listen to me or you. I'm not going to apologize for taking the time. I'm saying what he tell me to say. It's somebody else in here. You haven't migrated. You still trying to live two lives. And when you do that, listen. He said, I'd rather you take a millstone around your neck and jump in the water before you mislead somebody. You are misleading folks with your life. They watching you. You want that blood on your hand? Who was it? Pilate? He had enough sense to go wash his hands. He said, be careful who you let tell you stuff. One of these days I'll do this teaching about the Islamic religion and Christianity. The Shana is a commentary of the Torah. But did you know that scripture I kept talking about, Isaiah 9, 6, is in there? And they can't understand Elohim, plural, one God, three, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, one God. But they're saying it's more than one. They can't get it through their head. And they telling folks all this crazy stuff that don't line up. I'll get into it another day. But they're in a dark place. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. And if there's anybody in here didn't step forward to receive Jesus and you're still in your seat, don't pray for you, but I want you to pray with me. It's not important that you hear me pray. It's important you hear yourself. So repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you died on the cross and paid the penalty for my sins. I believe God raised you from the dead. Today, I make a decision to receive you as my Lord and Savior. Satan, I'm announcing to you from this day forward, I'm done with you. I will serve Jesus for the rest of my life. Thank you, Lord, for writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. In Jesus' name, amen.